And what is the purpose of this sound? Can you tell? What is purpose?
Purpose of the sound is to think for Krishna and combination of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan.
What is all?
The purpose of the sound is to glorify Krishna and
to glorify
Radha. Not to glorify. Mirabai. Mirabai, you know, Indian devotee, very chaste devotee. He left his father and mother, husband also. And now he is singing like this. When? He left all and doing himself present and still telling that I don't want to be in my
Royal palace.
There are so many scorpions and snakes always biting me, getting so many problems. They are against my bhajan. I want to be in Vrindavan. That Jamuna is playing so sweetly. So sweet. Peacocks are dancing. Cuckoos are
cooing.
Cuckoos are singing. And in Vrindavan, in almost all the homes, there is full plant of tulasi. And all have some deities of Govinda and Radha. In Vrindavan, there are deities of Radha Govinda, and Radha Bhagavan. All do Ekadashi, Janmashtami, Ram Navami. All have big bags in their
neck,
and chanting, and sila. And they always sing Radha and Krishna, always. They don't know except who is Girdhari, Krishna. So I want to be there. There all give offer butter, milk,
curd,
rubbery, everything to Krishna and Radha. And only remaining state, nothing else. So I want to be in Vrindavan. So those who are not chanting, remaining and doing bhajan. Bhajan bina nar was Sriko means useless. Those who are not not chanting, remembering Radha Krishna and give us their heart in the lotus feet of Gurudev. And Gurudev has not offered it into Lord feet of Radha and Krishna, and they have no relation with Krishna. Their life is useless. Life as is like
hog
and pig, donkey and monkey. More wretched than this. So if a man who is singing and he is following, then he heard will realize something and any impression will be to others. And if he is himself not falling on this, it means that he is not knowing the essence of this song and he is not inspiring by this. So if anyone is singing this, he should be like Mira. Mira is practicing and telling you this. Otherwise, no fruit will be there. So if you realize this quickly, not bhajan bira narapike, but how to do bhajan? To accept any qualified guru. And he will give relation. What is the relation between guru and shishya, and relation between Radha Krishna and myself? On this quickly, wheat, lemon for this, and he will quickly try to be on the path. So this is the purpose of this. Otherwise it will only be a sanghi. And no effect. Only to take some praise or some money from others. I want to give you my hearty blessing that quickly, having association 4, 5 days, 6 days here, you repent for your past activities and quickly come in this path. Then your everything will be like a tsunami
student.
Fragrant in gold. You are like gold, but no fragrance. And if they live upon us, then a fragrance will come and it will attract all. Gold
tsunami.
I'm chastising, you should not sing. I'm telling out of my mercy to you that you should quickly come in part like all that. And I believe that very soon you will come. I want that you should tell me that, oh Maharaj, you should give me this bag at least. You will see very soon that he will tell like this. No.
गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय युक्तदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यै नमो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्पिते नमः गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय सदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय सर्वभक्ताय यं प्रभ्रियन्तमन्तेतमपेत कृष्ण द्वैपायनो विरह कातरयाजुहाव पुत्रेति सम्यक्तया सर्वोभिनेदो संशो
Krishna can carry. It is possible. So beautiful. It was given to Krishna. Oh. These are explaining from Srimad Bhagavatam. Three pastimes of Krishna. Krishna Bhagavad has been told so much. But now, tomorrow, we are living this place. So we cannot explain so much, but then next time you will come, we will begin from where we have left. But now, I want to tell something in brief. That once Krishna, about that is so many cowherd boys, they were near Madhuban and they were so much hungry. They were feeling some scent of written palm fruit, very sweet. They told to Krishna, today we are attacked with a very severe demon and we cannot be saved if you are not saved. Krishna and Baldev, you are both so powerful. You can say, otherwise we die, we must die. what was that demon?
Hungry.
So, today Krishna told that. Let us see what Baldev Prabhu is doing. And what happened after that? You should see. In brief.
Guarded by a demon, Devakasura, the donkey, ass demon, and he had many donkey associates. And they were protecting this forest of sweet cow fruit, so that the fruits would be offered, they would take something themselves and they would offer them for the pleasure of Kamsa. They were associates of Kamsa. So, Krishna and Balaram and all of their friends, they went there being attracted by the sweet fragrance of the tau fruit. And upon their arrival there were no Devakasura and the ass demons, they were not in sight. And Baladev, he approached one tree, and being extremely powerful, he began to shake the tree. And from his shaking, very large tau fruits began to fall and hit the ground. And so, hearing the sound, then Devakasura and his associates, they came running there all of a sudden and saw, oh, just see, some boys have come and they are stealing what is meant for our master, Kamsa. So Devakasura, he was very angry and he came making a terrible noise and he ran towards the boys and turning around backwards to kick and kill the boys with his hind legs. So Baladev, being very strong and heroic, he ran forward and caught the Devakasura by the hind leg. And swung him around so quickly that he gave up his life only by the centrifugal force. And then, having swung him round, then he threw him in the air. And he landed on the top of a tree. And on hitting the tree, he was so heavy that tree came crashing down. And the trees were close together. So that tree hit another tree, and another tree, and many trees, they all went falling one after another, like dominoes. Then the other associates of Devakasura, they were so angry, and they all came running one after another. And one after another, Krishna and Balaram, they grabbed them by their hind legs, and swung them around and threw them into the treetop. And they demolished all the trees in the forest by killing the demons and throwing them into the trees and knocking all the trees down like this. When the boys saw this, they were all clapping and they were so happy to see this fun. So, but then, when all the demons were lying dead here and there, all the trees were smashed, there was so much blood everywhere, then the boys said, oh, we cannot eat these fruits now because they're all contaminated. So they did not take anything. So, in this pastime, there are some very deep meanings. What is this teaching that the Acharyas have shown us from his pastime? So, Devakasura, he is an ass demon. The ass has many peculiar characteristics. He is a symbol of ignorance. Why? There are many reasons. First of all, the ass, it is seen that in the summer season, at that time, there is so much heat and all the ground becomes dry and all the grass dies. And then, at that time, the ass, he's eating grass a little bit here and there and moving so quickly because there's only little grass here and there. And after eating for some time, he looks around himself and he sees all the grass is gone. And he has come such a long way. So he's thinking, oh, today I've eaten so much because all the grass is gone. I have eaten all of the grass. And because feeling in this way, his belly feels very full and he becomes fat, thinking, I have eaten all the grass. And then, in the rainy season, when the rainy season comes, there's grass everywhere. And he's eating and eating some more and gradually moving. And after so many hours, he looks behind and sees, oh, I've only come a short way. And still there's grass everywhere. I have not eaten anything. Actually, he's eaten so much more than in the summer season. But he thinks, he sees the grass everywhere and thinks, oh, I have not eaten anything. And he becomes, thinking in this way, he becomes very thin and skinny. Mm-hmm. So he is like the materialist in this world. Mm-hmm. By nature, the grass is growing, and by nature, the grass is disappearing. But then it occurs thinking, I am doing everything. Praktite kriyamanani gunani kamani savataha ahankara vimudatma kartam iti manyate. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that all activities in this world are performed by nature. But the conditioned soul, being covered by the ignorance of ahankara, false ego, he thinks, I am doing everything. And when anything is achieved in his life, if he does something, then he becomes so satisfied by his karma. Actually, he has done nothing, and his karma is like nothing. But he thinks, I've done so many things, and he becomes very happy with that, just like the donkey. Mm-hmm. So, the donkey is the symbol of ignorance.
Also, we
see in India, the donkey is used as a beast of burden. And he's carrying upon his back very, very heavy load. Mm-hmm. The load is so heavy, his small legs up, shaking. Mm-hmm. Yet, even though he's carrying so much, he never has the opportunity to enjoy any of those things. For the dhoti, for the washerman, he'll carry so many clothes, but he never wears those clothes himself. He may be carrying so many sweets and sugar, but he never gets to taste that. So similarly, an ignorant person, they work so hard, but they never get any pleasure. Or another example is that a person, he may be doing so much sadhana and bhajan, but if he is not under shelter of bona fide guru, then he cannot taste any rust. He cannot have any realization from his sadhana and bhajan. So also, the donkey has a peculiar quality that he's always chasing after the she-donkey. And the she-donkey has another peculiar quality that when she's chased by the male-donkey, then she always kicks him in the face. Mm-hmm. So those who are like donkeys in this world, they're always running after the opposite sex. And even though they get kicked in the face repeatedly, they never give up chasing. They never lose their enthusiasm. So in this way, they are exactly like donkeys. There is another very clear example of the mentality of the donkey that can be conveyed in a story. Once upon a time, there was a man who earned his livelihood by taking pilgrims up the Himalayan mountains to have darshan of Kedarnath. So he had some donkeys, and pilgrims would come, and he would put all of their possessions on the donkeys, and they would walk up the mountain. And it would take a few days, so they would stop at any dharmashala or rest house, and then in the morning they would carry on their journey. So one day they set out, and in the evening time they came to the to a rest house, and the pilgrims, they went to take rest. But then the owner of the donkeys, he noticed something, he'd made a mistake. What was that? Every night, he would tie the donkeys by the legs so that they would not walk away during the night. And then in the morning, they would come and the donkeys would still be there and they could carry on their journey. But on this day, he left the ropes right down at the bottom of the mountain. And he thought, oh, what will I do now? My donkeys, they may go away in the night. So he was lamenting bitterly. What to do? But then, he saw one sadhu who was also on pilgrimage there. So he thought, oh, sadhu is also kind and merciful, perhaps he can give me some good advice. So he went to the sadhu and said, oh, Mahatmaji, please can you help me? I'm in a very tricky situation. I have left the ropes beside my donkeys at the bottom of the mountain. So then the sadhu said, this is not the problem. All you do, you just bring your donkeys as you do every day, close to any tree, and then you take the leg of the donkey. And you're lifting the leg of the donkey, then with one hand, you go like this. around the leg of the donkey, and then lead like that. And then you do this with all of the donkeys, and you will see that you will not have any problems. So then, the person who owned the donkeys, he was very inspired by the sadhu, so he went away and he came to the donkeys and went like this, this way, with his arm around their leg, and then he went and took rest. And in the morning, just as the sadhu had predicted, all the donkeys were still there. So he was overjoyed. Oh, he's given me such good advice. So then the pilgrims came out and they loaded all the luggage on the donkeys, and he said, "Jump, jump, go, let's go." But the donkeys wouldn't move. And he was pushing them and slapping them and hitting them, but they wouldn't move. What to do? Now I have another problem. So he thought, "I'll go back to that sadhu. He's doing intelligence." So then he went back to the sadhu and he said, "Oh, sadhu, please help me. This morning, my donkeys won't move." The sadhu said, "Oh, you don't know why?" No, can you tell me?" "Yes, you should go to your donkeys and then take your hand and go this way." Around the donkeys. Look, the opposite way to the way that you did yesterday. You go with your hands like this, the other way around the donkey's leg. And then you say, "Hello," and they will go. "Oh, okay." So then he went there, and he went like this around the donkey's leg, and "Hello," and the donkey said, they all went. So what is the purpose of this story? The donkeys, they are so ignorant. Actually, they were not bound. Only by their mind they were bound. So simply, for the jivas in this world, mana bandhana karanam, the mind is the cause of bondage, and the mind is the cause of liberation. So, understanding this, we should approach a bona fide guru and Vaishnavas, and by following their good instructions, then so that our mind will become detached from all the material identifications, material bondage. What kind of bondage? What is the bondage that makes us just like a donkey? Yatyapa buddhiye kuna pejida apike sadhi kalatrahishu boma ijadi yatyapa buddhiye kalinayana kanchit janayipi abhideshu saeva gokara. In Srimad Bhagavatam, the psychology of a donkey has been described. Who is a donkey? Is a donkey with a long ear and a ding and four legs? No. A donkey may have two legs. Because it is the psychology, the consciousness. What is that consciousness? Yashapo buddhi kuna pejidatuke. Anyone who thinks that I am this body, which is composed of three elements, mucus, bile, and air, he is a donkey who takes the body to be the self. Swadhikalatradishu. Anyone who is has an affection, who has a tendency to become absorbed in the intimate relationship with family life, wife, home, children, and all of these things. This is, they have consciousness like a donkey. And Swaboma Ijadi. Anyone who thinks that the material elements of this world are worshipable, or the land of his birth is worshipable. Yes, I am British. Britain is great and worshipable. I am American. I am Malaysian. Anyone who has this affection for the place of his birth, he's like a donkey. And anyone who yaktir the buddhi shalirena kahichit, he thinks, "Oh, I will make progress in my spiritual life by going to the holy places, and there I will take bath in the sacred rivers." If he goes to the holy places and takes bath, but he does not avail himself of the association of the sadhus who live in those places, of the pure Vaishnavas who can give him good spiritual instruction, he is also like a cow or an ass. So all these varieties of ignorance, they are personified in Denakasura. So another important teaching in this pastime is that when Denakasura came to kill the boys, it was Baldev who came forth and killed Denakasura. So what is the significance of this? Baldev is the Vaibhav Prakash of Krishna, the first expansion of Krishna, and he is the original guru. He serves Krishna in every capacity. So Baldev is the Akhanda Guru Tattva, the original undivided Guru Tattva. So the fact that Baldev has killed this demon means that we have this anarch, this ignorance, exactly like Denakasura, but by our own efforts We cannot remove it, but we will have to approach Sadhguru. And by the merciful instructions of Sadhguru, by his kindness, by his glance, by his words, by his heartfelt blessings only, can all this ignorance be removed. Without the shelter and without the mercy of Sadhguru, we cannot come off the platform of being like a donkey and come to the human platform and then come to the platform of knowledge and to the platform of pure love for Shri Radha Krishna Yuga. So these are some of the teachings from this chapter. But I hope you will understand the chapter.
Baldev Prabhu thus killed Dhenukasu, and he killed unwanted things only Guru Baldev Prabhu. Once he was in Kurukshetra, and from Kurukshetra he went to Naimisharanya, and there when he went he saw that Lomharshan Sut was giving classes of Srimad Bhagavatam and other Purans. And so I am speaking to all Rishis and Maharshis about collected, they were in group about 88,000. He was sitting on the Vyas Asan, like I am here, and he was instructing and giving classes to all. All their attempts in this hearing. When Baldev Prabhu reached there, all the Rishis and Maharshis who were hearing Harikatha, they all stood up and they do pranam to Baldev Prabhu. But Lomharshan Sut, who was on the seat, he thought that Baldev Prabhu is like a goat, scheduled caste, why should I? He had some thoughts ago that I am now so realized, so I know all the Vedas and Purans. All are praising me and giving so much honor to me. So he was only sitting and giving class. Baldev Prabhu Sadi, he is Krishna himself. He is Vaibhav Prakash of Krishna. And he is Guru Sir. So you are not qualified for giving classes of Srimad Bhagavatam. You are not proper realize all things from your Guru. If you are not honoring and giving respect to other Vaishnavas, then you are not qualified for it. And then you are not qualified to read Srimad Bhagavatam or any Puran. You should know that I am himself. Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if you are not giving honor to me, how you can give honor to other Vaishnavas? You can't. So you are not qualified. And at once he told that I should establish a example. And so from his hand he did and his head was. Blood began to come and he died. All the riches there then. Praying him. Baldev Prabhu. Oh, now he is dead. So from whom we are here? Harikatha. We have done not good. What should we do? They were lamenting. Baldev Prabhu at once told them that. Do you mind that I should give life again to this person, wicked person? Unqualified person, they told you, no, we don't want. But we want to hear Harikatha from any realized person. Then he quickly called his son, whose son? Lomharshan. And he was a boy of his only 5 years less than that. And he took that boy and he gave his face on the head of that boy and he blessed so much and inspired. And he began to recite all the Upanishads, Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita, Vedanta, everything. And then he took him that boy and he made him sit on the Vyasa. And then he began to recite all. So Paday Prabhu is actually a guru. The real qualified gurus, realized all gurus, who preaches like this, the glorifications of Krishna, pure bhakti, jiva tattva, maya tattva and bhakti tattva, actually they are gurus. They are manifestation of Baladeva Prabhu. Those who have not these qualities, only false ego that I am guru, only memorizing, only some slokes of Srimad Bhagavatam memorizing. Not realizing and not practicing bhakti yoga. Even they are not a mathematician. They are only kalishkatikai. They have no bhakti. So how they can seed a seed in the hearts of devotees? They cannot be. Only they have false bhakti. Only false bhakti they can be. And by this false bhakti, anyone can collect some money, collect some honor, and thus guru and sister both will go to heaven. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told in Jaiva Dharma, if anyone has taken initiation from any guru, and at the time of taking initiation, he had no idea of guru tattva, and he took ignorantly, but there is no action of from that guru itself, then he should at once give up that guru, and he should be initiated with a realized Vaishnava guru. Otherwise, he will have no realization for bhakti. Bhakti will not come. So it has been told everywhere. Jiva Goswami has given this thing. So we should try to do and follow all these ideas of bhakti vinod thakur in the Jiva Goswami. If anyone has no real bhakti, how can he give a seed of bhakti to others? If a man has taken initiation from any guru and he at that time was ignorant, quite ignorant. Now he knew that, oh, I have taken initiation from that guru. But that guru, only chance in him, he is sincere. But he has no realization, he is not madhyamadhikari even. So, what will he do? He is practicing, but not that he has no realization. Then quickly he will go to that guru and tell that Gurudev, I want your order that I should associate with this elevated guru. Then he will quickly order, oh, I am so happy, you should go to that guru. And I will also do and then this is really guru. He should not be given. He should be honored. Like a first production guru. He should be given honor. But he should go to that guru. Sometimes a siksha guru, like Bhagavat, or most elevated, like Jiva Goswami was. Hrida Chaitanya, he told his sister, Shyamananda, Dukhi Krishnadas, he told that, I don't know all these things. I can't even remember, I am satisfied. But if you want to know more things and more realization, and if you want to enter in pure bhakti, you should go to Jiva Goswami in Vrindavan. He with Narottam Thakur and Srinivas Thakur went there. And they studied all bhakti granthas. And they were inspired by Jiva Goswami Mahabhagavat. Their guru also. They become so happy. So this is the symptom. This is the system. Our etiquette in Vaishnava. So we should try to follow all these things. So Baladeva Prabhu tells that Dharmarsha. Now we are coming to conclusion of Srimad Bhagavatam in the last. Because now time is over. 1 year 30. little pastimes of Krishna, I will tell. For Kanishka Vidari, I want to insert pastimes and to remove their bhajan. Someone has this idea that if he will do bhajan of Krishna, then Krishna will take away all our
possessions.
And then we will be of no help. We will be favored by. But if you will worship Durga, Kali, Ganesh, Sri, Durga, especially, so very long mouth, and so much speech, Ganesh, if he will worship, or he will give everything. So much wealth, very beautiful girl for marriage, very beautiful husband, so many good qualified children in a girl, very easily. So, if we are going to serve Krishna and to do bhajan, it may be that we will be the straight figure of nowhere. Krishna does like this. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it has also been stated like this. Jatyam anugranami harishe tav dhanvachane. So those who are
special favor
or give my pure mercy, then quickly they become Deva, Sri Deva. And always waiting here, oh Krishna, oh Krishna. They have never any tendency to take any wealth or anything. So someone can be fearful like this. Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swami was telling this story to warn me that I was so fearful of this Srimad Bhagavatam shloka. But I never left the chanting and remembering and reading Bhagavatam. And I was eagerly waiting that I should do so much labor and so much things for making money and other things also, and to be very happy in my family. But after some time, my factory of medicine was gone. Then I made a medical shop, very well known. Indian Prime Minister used to come to his shop. But unluckily it was also. Then he began to do
medical agency.
And he used to make so many preparations of medicine. And he used to sell it. But it also was in loss. Then his wife told that he cannot make money, he cannot support us. So he took a broom and wanted to, or you could go out. After that, his children were become against him. Now he came to Mathura, he was saying, oh, I could not. I could not realize the mercy of Krishna. Now I told that you have not come for all these silly things, bad things. Krishna wanted to do so much miracles from you, so you should think and take renounce of me. And then happy, by the order of my Gurudev, it will finish here. And soon, very soon, he preached about the whole world. As you know. So, I am just going to tell that as we fear, there is no use to fear. Krishna is a friend, and the name of friend was Sudama. He was in earth. He was so poor, quite poor, because he never exercised anything for money. All the chanting, remembering, reading Srimad Bhagavatam and other books, and worshipping Krishna. So I had no time to go to make any money. Sometimes he used to go, when he used to see that his wife is so worried, and there is nothing to say, to eat, then he used to go for sleep. Sometimes something can be come to in his body, and sometimes without anything he will. His wife was so worried. His wife was also so big and very high class of people. He thought that if I took anything from Delhi, coming from Delhi, and I offer to Lord Saradam or anything, then I all the preparation I used to give him to my husband. But he is so merciful that he thinks that my wife in teeny age has become like old. Her breast has
dry.
And she is becoming older and older. So he did not take himself, only one or two drops with it and kept for his wife. Then wife is, he has left it for me. So she used to come so well. One day he told that, I know, I have heard that Dwarkapati, Dwarkadri, the king of, the emperor of Dwarka, is so excellent, has so much wealth, and he is so piteous and merciful. And he is your friend. I know that he has so much respect from him. Even himself he can get give to Brahmin. He is supporter of cow Brahmin. So you should go there. He told that I may go there. But I cannot tell him that beg anything from him. Then her wife told that if you should go there only, and he will see that you are Brahmin as his friend, and he must give something. Repeatedly he requested. Why? That not for herself, but for his husband. Then wherever he comes, then easily I can serve my husband. And then both we will be happy. So thinking so little like this, he requested. She told that you are insisting me to go there. But thing is that I don't want to go for begging anything. But you are insisting. So there will be a chance to see the lotus feet of my friend that is Krishna. So I moved my leg. But I will not go empty handed. You must give something. He tried to see that in home what is there to give Krishna. He said, but there was nothing actually. He went to a never spoke and he told that you should give me something. That should be given to Krishna. He has only very little.
That's right.
Keep right, you know? First. No rush.
Right.
Nothing. Nothing is very hard. And it was also old. He brought it and wrapped in a very kuchala kapda.
Dirty,
because they have no new and washed
clothes.
Old and dirt. In that he made like this and he gave it to his husband, her husband. He took and began to chant Harina. Krishna Govinda Govinda
Krishna Govinda 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 Govinda.
was though he was very young person, but he has become old in his bones, old in anything. He became black. There were no good clothes, and there were so many lines in his
cracks.
Why? He had no shoes and also no care for this. Only what care? Krishna bhajan care. Not for all these. So, big
crack.
So he was unable to walk so much. But he had to go. So he went on. And he quickly became what? But anyhow, he went there in bus. And he asked the person, can you show the palace of Krishna? All were appointed. And they told that, oh, you should go like this way. And thus he quickly went on the door of palace of Rukmini, where Krishna was there.